Welcome to the weekend, everyone. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Dave, and this is your weekend challenge. Weekend challenge number 9. Wow. Number 9. This weekend is probably one of the most uncertain weekends ever in modern history. I would say it certainly is the first most uncertain weekend of the 21st century. Now, however, it is also a unique opportunity to do, well, to do things that that we have not had, or we've not had the time, or that we've just been too busy to begin or even attempt. So guess what? We got time. See, this weekend's challenge takes into consideration that as you are sequestered at home or self-contained or self-isolated or whatever you want to call it. See, there you are with nowhere to go because no place is open. And the places that are open are there for you to grab and go. So you can't linger around, you can't loiter, you're in and out and that's it. So while you're at home and you have the time, here is the challenge. Bake something from scratch. That's right. Bake something from scratch. Take the time to bake something from scratch. By this I mean gather the ingredients, mix them together, and get to baking. Seriously, when was the last time you baked a piping hot loaf of bread? Made a cake from scratch? Now, opening a box and pouring the dry ingredients into a bowl does not count. I'm talking about breaking out the 1/4 teaspoon measuring spoon and mixing by hand, mixing the batter by hand, and kneading the dough by hand. Okay, well, mixing the batter by a whisk. There we go. Now, nothing lifts my spirits more than smelling bread baking in the oven, or watching made-from-scratch lemon icing spread on a homemade lemon vanilla cake. In these trying times, we could all use some lifting of our spirits. And trust me, smelling fresh-baked bread is... if I don't know anybody who doesn't, like, put a smile on their face. Now, you decided to take this challenge. Kudos to you. Now, if you're not too sure what to bake from scratch, well, famous English food writer, chef, and cooking show host Najila Lawson shares a simple yet great bread recipe called Basic No Knead Bread. Knead is K-N-E-A-D, like kneading. Basic No Knead Bread by Jim Leahy on her website. And it's there on her website, and I have the link. Now, there are only 4 ingredients to this recipe. Only 4. The flour, salt, instant or other or active dry yeast, whichever one, you know, instant yeast or dry active dry yeast, and some water. Water, you're going to need that water to activate the yeast. It sounds simple enough. Folks, this challenge also serves as a unique opportunity to do something, well, with the family, especially those school-age kids. See, as they get to do something other than stare down at their small little screens, they get an opportunity to not only wash their hands, but to create something with those same clean hands. Parents, you're going to give them a skill that they can carry on for the rest of their lives. They can sustain themselves. They know how to do something and make something. And you also now give them a positive memory of these trying times that they will one day tell their grandchildren about how during the coronavirus pandemic, not only did we hunker down, but all of us, the family, baked bread from scratch, and it was the greatest tasting bread ever. You can do it. As I said, it's not like you don't have the time. So get to baking, get to work. Let me know how it turns out. Have a good one. Be careful. Be safe.